I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken submitted a report to Congress criticizing Israel's conduct in Gaza. However, the report says Israel is not currently stopping aid into Gaza and stopped short of saying it was using U.S. weapons in ways that violate U.S. or international law. VOA's Patsy Wittakusara has the story.
On Friday, the U.S. State Department weighed in on Israel's war conduct with a report to Congress that says it's reasonable to assess there are possible Israeli violations of international humanitarian law. But the U.S. has not determined whether a violation occurred and is still investigating. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
Those questions are something that we continue to look at and have not yet reached any determinations.
The report also says that while Israel has the tools to mitigate civilian harm, the high civilian death toll has raised questions as to whether the Israeli military is using the tools effectively. Patsy Wittakusara, VOA News, Washington.
The UN General Assembly has easily approved more rights and privileges for Palestine while endorsing its membership bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
In a reflection of wide global support, the resolution passed easily. The U.S. was among nine members voting against it after making clear it will block Palestinian membership until talks with Israel resolve key issues about statehood. The renewed membership push comes amid the Gaza war.
Everything has been destroyed.
With Palestinian observer Riyad Mansour saying Israel's ready to kill thousands more. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan accused the UN of ignoring its own history.
The very body established to prevent evil is now welcoming a terror state into its ranks.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. special operations leaders are having to do more with less and learning from the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Leaders of the commandos deployed for sensitive missions and counterterrorism want to add more high-tech experts to their teams while still cutting overall forces by 5,000 troops over the next 5 years. In an AP interview, Special Operations Commander General Brian Fenton says they're eyeing plans to increase the size of Green Beret teams to add technical abilities like computer experts who could reprogram drones on the fly. Some changes under consideration are influenced by what the U.S. is learning from partners like Britain's Royal Forces as they help Ukraine's military battle Russia. Fenton says British commandos are learning. They need advice from pilots and Royal Navy teammates to help them understand things, like the way a ship in the Black Sea navigates. Pentagon leaders say the numbers of special operations forces and support staff can shrink a bit from highs during the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Jennifer King, Washington.
Iran's hardliners have won most of the remaining seats in an election runoff to give them full control over the country's parliament, authorities say. They did not give any details of the turnout. The result and that of the previous vote in March gives hardliners 233 of the 290 seats in Iran's parliament, according to an Associated Press tally. Hardliners seek more culture and social restrictions based on Islamic Sharia, including demanding that women wear the Islamic veil in public. Those politicians calling for change in the country's government, known broadly as reformists, were generally barred from running in the election. The Biden administration is planning to announce new tariffs on electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies imported from China. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
According to a U.S. official and another person familiar with the plan, the tariffs on electric vehicles in particular could quadruple from the existing 25% to 100%. The Biden administration has also said it will investigate Chinese-made smart cars that can gather sensitive information about Americans driving them. The additional tariffs could carry some political weight going into the November presidential election. Both Biden and former President Donald Trump have told voters that they will be tough on China, which is the world's second largest economy and an emerging geopolitical rival. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sudan's military and allied armed groups have staved off an attack by a paramilitary group and Arab militias on a major city in the western region of Darfur. The attack on Friday was the latest by the Arab-dominated Rapid Support Forces against El Fasher, the provincial capital of North Darfur province. It's the last city that is held by the military in the sprawling Darfur region. Sudan's conflict began in April last year when tensions between the leaders of the military and the RSF exploded into open fighting. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.